Welcome to this special holiday edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, coming to you from historic University Hall, which is pretty much a ghost town today. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest this afternoon is Micah Kaiser, a linebacker on the Virginia football team and for the second straight season, the leading tackler in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Micah, I think this is your third appearance on the show. Glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
So as people may have heard, Hoos have a pretty big football game against Virginia Tech this weekend. This will be your final trip to Lane Stadium. How have preparations been going?
They've been going really well. We have a good game plan on defense to combat their motions, their shifts, their fast tempo, their multiple looks out of, you know, different personnel. So, you know, they have a pretty complex offense that can score a lot, but we're going to try to limit points and hopefully come out with a win.
I mean, there was a tremendous game plan for Georgia Tech's option last week. Did it obviously there were a couple big plays that got away, but for the most part you shut down the offense. Did you feel going into it that the game plan was, you know, that good and that you'd have that kind of success, or were you surprised by how effective it was?
Honestly, I thought it would take us, you know, a drive or two to kind of get used to, you know, just the speed of I guess how they run that triple option, because the scout team, they do a great job giving you a look, but it's way different than a team that's their bread and butter. But we started out really fast, and like you said, just the three plays that we gave up were kind of self-inflicted plays where we probably should have made those plays and limited the points. But a game like that does a number on your confidence, especially this late in the season, to come out and execute like that. Hopefully we carry that momentum into this week.
Yeah, somebody told me that there was another recent game against Georgia Tech where they might have turned it over on the first series, but otherwise I think that's the first time I can remember a legitimate three and out. You know, a three and out forcing Georgia Tech into a punt on the first series. I mean, typically they have a lot of success early and then maybe it slows down later. You had your final Monday practice of the season, your final Tuesday practice, and now your final Wednesday practice. Does that cross your mind as you go through the week that the season's almost over?
Yeah, you definitely start to think about it. Our record hasn't really reflected what kind of season this has been. I think it's been a great season for just laying the foundation of what Coach Mendenhall and what his staff are planning to do here. And it's been a lot of fun. This coaching staff has brought a lot of energy. They really, you know, brought a whole new culture over here from Utah. So, you know, I'm very excited and optimistic about the future and sad the season is starting to come to an end.
You're heading into one of the most hostile environments in college football, you know, for visiting teams. Do you like playing on the road in general?
Yeah, playing on the road is really fun. Even though we haven't had, you know, a lot of success on the road, I think we play pretty well on the road. We really stick together. We have our Fido, forget it and drive on type of attitude out there. And it'll be really fun. Lane Stadium's going to be rocking. Last time we played there was an awesome experience, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And you said the other day you just played special teams in 2014.
But even that was fun, being out there.
Saturday will also be the last time you and Zach Bradshaw get to play alongside each other in UVA uniforms. You came in together in 2013. You've been close friends from day one. Has it been tough for you to watch Zach going to deal with one injury after another throughout his career? It feels like we've never really seen Zach at full strength for an extended period.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, especially this year. He was having a great, great season. He put together a stretch of games. I had never seen him play like that before. And he was really starting to hit a stride, and it's unfortunate that he got a little bit of an ankle injury this year. But his spirits have been high. He's come in. He's worked. He's helped Landon out a lot. And hopefully, you know, God willing, that leg holds up enough for him to, you know, get a good last game in, and it'll be sad for sure.
Back in July, you and Jackson Mateo and Coach Mendenhall represented UVA at the ACC football kickoff in Charlotte. You know, that's the time of year when every team's unbeaten, everybody's optimistic, and Virginia was no exception. Is it hard to believe, given all the work the players and coaches put in the offseason and in training camp, that the season hasn't gone better from a wins and loss standpoint?
You would like it to be more wins, but I think this year was very beneficial in us learning, you know, the importance of executing and doing our job. Coach Mendenhall especially defensively, when we watch it as a team and we see just the fine line between winning and losing, it really, you know, that goes back onto the players, and we really need to own our role, own our position, own our job a lot better. But I'm very optimistic for the future, especially on defense. We have a lot of young guys. I think we've played, you know, 7 or 8 freshmen out there, redshirt freshmen and true freshmen, a lot of young DBs that have really showed up and done a lot of good things. So, you know, you can only go up from here.
Did you have any interaction with Virginia Tech players down in Charlotte? Do you know any Hokies, anybody from Baltimore on the team?
Not really. I guess Sam Rogers, he was down there, and the guy, the defensive end. But, no, I don't really know a lot of Virginia Tech guys. They didn't really recruit me, so not really too worried about them.
Being from Baltimore, I'm guessing you were aware of the Army-Navy rivalry growing up over in Annapolis. Did you know anything about UVA-Virginia Tech?
A little bit. Honestly, I didn't really grow up being, you know, a big follower of Virginia or Virginia Tech football. But, you know, being here and seeing the way the fans and the alumni, the way, you know, they talk about it, the former players, the way they talk about it, just the streak, I guess, and wanting to end the streak. You know, you obviously you feel the impact of the game and the importance of the game, and you know, now being a Wahoo, it means a lot, and I would definitely like to be part of the group that ended that streak.
Coach Mendenhall's also the defensive coordinator. He put in a 3-4 scheme this year, and there's been noticeable improvement over the course of the season. Did you expect the transition to go as smoothly as it appears to have gone?
It honestly took a little bit longer than I expected. You know, it was a rocky beginning, I guess, for us, but we started to get better and better, and I think we've gotten better and better, and we've really learned, you know, the little nuances of the 3-4, and, you know, if a puller happens, we need to gain a gap, little things like that. But, you know, like I said, this has been a great foundation-building season. Defensively, we bring a lot of guys back next year, and we can only improve, so I'm very optimistic.
I don't think I've ever seen a defensive coach who observes more and yells less than Coach Mendenhall does. Is that unusual in football in your experience?
Yeah, a lot of times, especially defensive coaches, they seem to be very emotional type leaders, very, you know, demanding, very yelling, I mean, or loud, and they get pretty excited. Coach Mendenhall, he's very reserved. You know, he's like a steely kind of confidence. And, you know, he'll notice something. He'll tell you exactly how we fix it, what we need to do. He's not going to raise his voice. He's just going to, you know, demand that you do your job the right way or someone else will. So, you know, it's been a night and day change kind of from last season to this season. And, yeah, it's been great for us.
During the weekly football press conference at JPJ, you were pretty matter-of-fact Monday when you were asked about coming back for a fifth year. Is that something you had given a lot of thought to over the course of the fall, or have you just always been planning on it?
Not really. I honestly just wanted to worry about finishing this season. I still haven't really thought about that much, but I just want to be the best, you know, Virginia football player I can be and help this team any way I can and, you know, worry about, you know, the NFL or coming back for a fifth season when that time had come.
Where do you think you can get better as a player? I mean, obviously you've had a big year.
You can always improve. I think for me, in my pass coverage, and then just being, you know, being able to get off linemen a little bit better, that would be, you know, two things I would definitely be working on next season. And then overall, just my pass rush. I get a good amount of sacks, but a lot of times I'm coming free. But just being a better pass rusher, that would definitely help me as well.
Have you talked to Frank Wintrick about specific areas to work on in the offseason, or is that a conversation you have next week?
That's a conversation I'm definitely going to have in the future. And like I said, I always want to, you know, keep getting better, keep leading this team and keep helping us, you know, get to the goal that we want, and that's ACC champion.
You mentioned there are true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, sophomores everywhere on the defensive two deep. One of those is Landon Word, who played a lot next to you at inside linebacker when Zach was out. Zach was at one of the press conferences, and he was raving about Landon.
Yeah.
What do you think about Landon's upside?
That's going to be a really good player. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, and what people don't really know about our team is a lot of our true freshmen haven't even really, you know, worked out yet, haven't really lifted a lot of weights,
because they got here
late
in July, right?
And we had to earn, you know, getting into the weight room, So that didn't even happen until the middle of the season. So, you know, a lot of these guys out there are just playing off just raw athleticism. And Landon, he's going to be a beast. He's going to be one to watch out for.
Would it mean a lot for you to be – I mean, you've talked about being part of a team that's laying the foundation for future success. Would it mean a lot to be part of a team that not only did that but won a lot of games too here?
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, you know, you work so hard. We're here all day, all the time. We're here all summer, all winter. And when you don't really get the you know, tangible outcome of wins, it kind of sucks. It kind of hurts a little bit. But, you know, just knowing that I believe in this culture, I believe in this program, and to lay the foundation and see where it goes, that's still something special. And, I honestly do wish it would have happened this year just because – a lot of these guys there in my class, I've worked hard with a lot of guys like Zach, Dante, you know, Jackson Mateo. They're really good guys, and it's unfortunate that it didn't happen this year, but I know it will happen in the future.
How has your UVA experience been kind of outside of football?
Oh, it's been awesome. Good friends. I've made some good relationships with some professors. You know, professors, they'll email me all the time, and they'll say, you know, you're doing a great job, you know, on the field, but I know you're a great student as well. Don't ever forget that. So that's always important. And, had a lot of fun so far. UVA is a great college experience.
So you are a foreign affairs major, right?
Yes.
You're on track to graduate in the spring?
In the spring, yep. Six more credits.
Did you come here with a passion for foreign affairs, an interest in, or what did you think you'd end up majoring in when you – when you arrived here?
So I wanted to major in econ, but calculus two, calc two, that gave me a little trouble. So had to recalibrate a little bit and ended up going to foreign affairs direction. Very interesting. Got pretty interested in politics in college, but as far as what I want to do in the future, I have no idea. Most likely something in football, though.
So who Kelvin Rainey is a foreign affairs major, right?
He is.
Who are there?
There's a lot of guys in my class. Me, Jack McDonald, Jack English, Connor Wingo Reeves, Whitey Marshall, Tyler Shirley. A good amount of us in my class.
What's your favorite class you've taken here?
My favorite class I've taken here, probably the rise and fall of the Soviet Union.
Really?
I've taken a good amount of Russian classes. I've always been pretty interested in Russia and the Soviet Union.
You ever been there?
No, I don't.
Don't
plan on going to Russia now. So I'm a homebody. I like America.
What about your favorite professor? Do you have one here?
Yeah. So I've had a couple of good relationships with some professors. One is Jim Todd, Professor Jim Todd. He was my intro to politics class professor. Really good guy. Kind of me and Tyler Shirley were in the class. He really looked after us being student athletes. He knows. Sometimes you get a bad rap, but, you know, he was always fair to us. Me and him, we keep a pretty open dialogue a lot. We email him, you know, from time to time. And he's a former lawyer and just a pretty old guy now, just here teaching for the love of it. And he's a great guy and probably my favorite professor I've had here.
As a football player in these classes, do you feel like you want to show that you're not here just as a student athlete?
Especially for me. I'm here to be well-rounded and kind of a guy that can lead by example on and off the field. So, you know, I never want to be taken for granted and always want to be taken serious in every environment that I'm in. So I take academics very seriously.
You went to Gilman School in Baltimore, which is a very good academic school. Was that a good prep for the college?
Yeah.
College environment, college academics.
I always say Gilman is basically, you know, a smaller University of Virginia. The transition was seamless. Going to a college preparatory high school, you know, just coming into UVA, I really had no problems and really hit the ground running from day one.
So win or lose Saturday, you'll wake up Monday morning with no football practice on your schedule for the week. That's a big change in your routine, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you get to that point, do you kind of go from 100 miles per hour to 30 or something? And you probably get a little more sleep, but does it feel weird?
Yeah.
That first time when the season's officially over?
Yeah. You know, you can only really play college football at this level and get, you know, if you love it. So, you know, we love playing football. This is what we do. We love being out there with your teammate, with your coaches, getting better. And it'll be a big change for us. You know, but at the same time, it'll be great. You know, get some rest, rest up the body a little bit. But, you know, it'll be definitely a change. And we're going to hit the ground, you know, pretty soon, working out and getting ready into the swing of winter and getting ready for next year.
People always talk about the emotion of senior day when you're playing at home. But will it be emotional when you look out on the field Saturday at Lane Stadium and you realize that, you know, this is it for a lot of the players?
Especially as you get older, you know. At first, you know, the last time we played at Lane, when we came up a little short, and you see the seniors all crying, and you kind of, it doesn't really hit you as much, you know. It being, you know, I was only a second year retro freshman, but now that I'm older, a lot of these guys that are leaving, I came in with, I've, you know, grinded with in the summer, in the spring, all year, for, you know, 3-4 years. So just seeing that, and kind of you realizing, man, I'm running out of time here too, and you want to be a part of, you know, a change and a part of a winning program. So you kind of start to, you know, feel like an old guy, and that your time's running out. Your time's running out a little bit. But, you know, I'm optimistic that hopefully we leave Lane Stadium with a win and send the guys out the right way.
Well, Micah, thanks again for your time. Best of luck Saturday in Blacksburg.
Thank you.
Here in Charlottesville, this will be a quiet weekend for UVA Athletics, but you can catch the volleyball team at Mem Gym on Friday and Saturday evenings. For information on those matches and all our other teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for listening.